What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall today, a little bit different. We started with Senator John Hovind at 9:30. He goes to the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Now, Congressman Kramer is able to go for a half hour today till the bottom of the hour, so a good chance to get your questions in for him. He's here every Wednesday with us, normally for an hour from 10 to 11. That doesn't work today, but we have a half hour for you to get your questions or comments in here, and a lot of them for Senator Hovind. I imagine there'll be a lot of them for Congressman Kramer as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, and also studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Hey, great to be with you. I guess I should have listened for the last half hour so I could be in sync with the senator, but I have a feeling we're probably pretty close anyway.
Well, a lot of talk about the Keystone XL pipeline. A lot of questions from the listeners. Yeah, and some folks even questioning whether we need it or whether we should want it anymore. I know you've for a while said by the time they get this done, we might have just typical American ingenuity figured out a different way. But do we need it in your view?
Well, part of the problem is we did figure it out with American ingenuity, and it's other pipelines, except that we're having a hard time even getting some of those built. And then the other alternative, of course, is rail. And while that's been effective to a point, it can't be the only way, as we're learning, because, of course, now we don't have enough rail capacity to not only get all of the oil out, but we don't have enough rail capacity to get all of our crops out to market and fertilizer in for the planting season. And it's tenuous at best and quite fragile. So we need it, and we need all kinds of pipelines to be built. But there's one that should have been built a long time ago and moving oil, and it still is not.
Two questions that have come in by email already. One on an international story everyone's watching. American troops have now arrived in Poland.
Yeah.
And Putin seems to be playing chess here a little bit. The Pentagon, looking at these Russian war games in Ukraine. What's your take on the latest here?
Well, I was surprised, frankly, by the troops to Poland. I haven't been briefed on it with any specificity. Obviously, we're not in session this week, but I was a little surprised. But I can't say that I oppose it. I think that we need to demonstrate that we're serious about defending our allies in Europe. But that said, Scott, by far the better weapon, it would be energy. And it brings us right back to the Keystone XL pipeline. It brings us back to exporting more of our natural gas and ultimately lifting the ban on exporting our oil and making sure that the United States of America becomes the provider of choice in the globe rather than being subject to our enemies for importing oil and letting Vladimir Putin use his rich natural resources as a bit of a weapon, if you will, against our allies and others in Europe. We have the opportunity to use the energy weapon as opposed to the military weapons, and we ought to be doing it. This is an area where our president fails miserably.
Another emailer wanted your reaction to the news that a government investigator is saying now the Internal Revenue Service paid $1 million in bonuses to IRS employees who owed back taxes.
Yeah. Well, why doesn't that surprise me? I mean, we've been doing investigations on the IRS between the Inspector General and the GAO and, of course, several oversight committees. And the House of Representatives has been very clear that we do not support bonuses for IRS employees, much less ones that owe back taxes. And so we've got to continue to get to the bottom of it. And until such time as we either win some elections or Barack Obama decides to lead, that seems like that rogue agency is going to continue to be a rogue agency. But I can tell you, with Lois Lerner being held in contempt of Congress and now having the Ways and Means Committee supplying the records over to the Justice Department for potential prosecution, hopefully they start getting the point.
Mike in Benford, you're next for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead with your question, Mike.
Yeah, I was wondering, previously Kramer had said that he'd investigate as to why there's no ammunition available.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what he'd found out. I hadn't heard it.
Okay, so say that one more time. I just heard something about it. Ammunition available.
Yeah, he's talking about a story that's come up a little bit about reports that government agencies were buying up ammunition and leading to the shortage of. We had a call last week about that too, on somebody looking for 22 ammo. And saying, is it because the government, there was a recent story about the post office now, I think it's been a new one. Previously, I think the questions you got were related to FEMA, and he just said, Mike in Binford is saying he'd never heard an answer on whether or not the government was responsible for
it. Yeah, I think we've answered it a couple of times, and Mike would be happy to send you even a letter on it if you want, we get your contact information. We did do an investigation into it, actually, and the government accounting office has done some auditing of it. And most of those reports are either have been greatly exaggerated in some cases, but in many cases, some of it's not all that unusual when you take some of the law enforcement agencies within the larger agencies. I can tell you that a lot of the ammunition purchases that have been reported by certain agencies like Homeland Security or FEMA were actually purchases by our Department of Defense. That sometimes they'll buy together. But yes, there's been a thorough audit of it. And there was a whole list of agencies. And you're right, the post office was another one. We looked into it all, like I said, got our hands on an audit of it all. But I will tell you that the reports have been somewhat alarming, and the House has been in regular sort of investigation mode on a continuing basis. We've even passed legislation that I was part of in the House that requires some of these agencies, Homeland Security especially, to report on a regular basis back to the Congress any of their large purchases of ammunition. It's not just ammunition, but in some cases, literally the weapons themselves.
So do we can definitively say that the shortages of ammo are not related to government purchases?
We can say that. I do think some of the shortages of ammo have been the result of a couple of other things. One is that there's been a tremendous run on ammunition in the private sector by individuals because of the fact that, they feel that sense, if you will, that there is a shortage, that there's a demand or a supply imbalance, and that has created more of an imbalance, understandably. There's also been some concern about the importation of ammunition that we've discovered, that some ammunition imports have been caught up in customs and other places, and it's been taking longer to get to the wholesalers and the retailers than it ought to. So some of that gridlock, I think, has been freed up a little bit, but if we're hearing that's the problem again, we certainly want to look into it some more and just sort of stay on top of it.
All right, Mike, got your answer there?
Pretty much. I was just going to say that.
Go ahead.
It's been a year since the hardware store here has been able to get anything.
Well, I think I'll check into it again. Is the hardware store in Binford, Mike, or is there another store? Okay. We'll check into that. Our guys will check into that. Check with the wholesalers and with customs and see if there's still some hold up on getting some of the ammunition imported, or if it's a manufacturing challenge. To some degree it might be a run, but you can't hardly have a run on ammunition if there hasn't been any in the store for a year. So
appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bob Grand Forks, next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Bob.
I see that Mrs. Lerner is in contempt of Congress. What does that mean? I mean, does it change her life, or they just laugh it off? Holder's in contempt of Congress, and he just goes about being the worst attorney general in the history of this country. So I don't understand why Mrs. Lerner isn't sitting in a jail cell somewhere waiting to talk.
Well, great question, Bob, because you're right. Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, has also been held in contempt of Congress. Of course, there's an appeal process that you have to run through beyond that. Attorney General Holder did appeal the contempt of Congress charge, and that appeal was actually denied by a federal judge. So he continues to be in contempt, but of course his appeal rights continue. With regard to Lois Lerner, really the goal of all of this, anytime you bring somebody into contempt, and in the case of Lois Lerner, I think there's probably more of a likelihood that the result will be better, in that the goal is to get them to testify. In the case of Lois Lerner, we believe she has information that is helpful. We also, in her case, why there's a little bit of difference is because in addition to the contempt of Congress, in her case, there's also the strong likelihood of personal conviction. So with the additional the additional action by the Ways and Means Committee, which is not the committee that filed the contempt charges, but rather it's the Oversight Committee that filed the contempt charges. In the case of the Ways and Means Committee, their investigation of confidential information, if you will, and that's a somewhat unusual, or at least unique in this case, authority. They have a lot of emails and a lot of unredacted emails. You know what I mean? They actually see the entire content of the emails. They feel like criminal charges might be in order, at least a criminal investigation. And so in her case, we have a little bit more leverage. And like I said, in the long run, what we really want to do is compel her to testify. And hopefully her and her attorneys will come to some understanding of that soon.
Thanks for the call, Bob. More with Congressman Kramer coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Birch Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil can, and it does. $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, energy security. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Hope you have your calendar circled for about a month from now, May 20 through 22, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Sean Hannity keynoting that. He was talking about North Dakota again last night on the Fox News Channel. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here, and it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. He'll be here for just one more segment till the bottom of the hour, so get those questions in now at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hi, Senator Kramer. Thank you for taking our calls. I just have a very quick question. I'd like to know if you know how Senator Heitkamp voted on the pipeline. I don't care what she says. I'd like to know how she voted, especially in the light of the fact that it's been revealed that she has substantial investment in the railroad. So the longer this draws out, the more money she stands to make on her investment. So what's her voting record on this issue? And I certainly hope that this passes. This nation needs to unleash its own energy supply and oil, get our prices down, and ship and sell some of this oil to help pay for our deficit and debt in this country. Thank you.
You got a promotion out of that deal, too.
Yeah, I know, if that's what you call that. Yeah, I noticed that. So there are a number of issues there. One is how Senator Heitkamp voted. Let's first clarify the fact that no vote should be necessary because the president has it fully within his power to simply approve the permit, which is the most studied pipeline in the history of the world. The original Keystone Pipeline that runs through North Dakota, couple hundred days to get permitted. This one's taken now going on 6 years, and clearly this president doesn't want to approve it. So it's really up to the president to sign it. Now, that said, given the fact that the most studied pipeline in the world has gotten the green light from all the environmental agencies that have responsibility for it, it's had more EAS studies and EIS studies and NEPA studies than any pipeline, and it's there's no problem with it. In fact, not building it is increasing increasing the impact of greenhouse gases on global climate change if that's your issue. So that said, the only reason there is a vote is because the president won't approve it with his signature. We passed a bill in the House of Representatives that I was a co-sponsor of called the Northern Route Approval Act that deems the pipeline approved. That's been done in the House. The problem in the Senate isn't how people vote. The problem in the Senate is they never have a vote. So 45 Republican senators, which is all of them, support the pipeline and are ready to vote for it. There are a number of Democrat senators who say they support it and want to have a vote. Mary Landrieu from Louisiana is the chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee of the United States Senate, who says she supports it. She rails against the president for his lack of a decision and his delays, but we never have a vote on it. So the question, I think, comes down to not how you're going to vote on the issue. The question comes down to whether you can influence Harry Reid, the majority leader, and Barack Obama's right-hand man to have a vote on it. And these are things that I struggle with in the House, because if I need to vote on something, we vote on it. And in the Senate, for some reason, they just sort of get to take positions and never have to prove their position because they don't vote. And I guess it's sort of the protocol over there, or the rules of the Senate or something, but it's a very bizarre situation. So Heidi Heitkamp, in fairness to her, has never voted on it because she's never had the opportunity to vote on it. It does beg the question, when does Harry Reid have a vote on this, and who are the people that can influence him? 45 Republicans stand ready to vote yes on the pipeline.
John in Fargo has a question for you. John, your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Okay, you've got Lois Lerner. She's a bureaucrat. She's higher than some people, but she's not the end of the world. Why? Because the IRS is always, hell, I'm skeptical of the IRS. I don't like them.
Sure.
I don't like writing my check on the 15th of April.
Sure.
But, you know, she's a pawn in the gigantic Obama takeover and socialism of America, okay?
Okay.
Why don't they give her immunity? And then she's not the commissioner of the IRS. She's
right.
She's a bureaucrat. Give her immunity. Yeah. She can walk in there and say, Joe Biden and Barack Obama called me and said, screw the...
Got your point, John.
John raises a very good question and point, and here's the problem with it. First of all, she is quite high up. She's not just a minor player in this. She's the director, or was the director of that division. That said, here's why they don't want to give her immunity, or we don't want to give her immunity. As soon as she has immunity, she's free and clear to take all of the blame and consequently not lay it on anybody else higher up or to testify to the truth. Once you have immunity, she can say that she masterminded the whole thing, did the whole thing, is responsible for the whole thing, and she walks away free and clear, and so does everybody else.
That's a little bit of a game. Deflect and take the blame. I'm really short on time today. I only have a half hour with Congressman Kramer, so I'm going to keep moving, John. Thank you for the call. Dave on the road listening on KFIRE. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a comment that yesterday Vice President Biden made about Russia and their land grab, and that wasn't right or whatever. Well, I don't know why he can still pay for the United States or the federal government to do that. There are people here via the BLM and whatever.
Sure. Well, you know, I can't begin to explain Joe Biden's comments because the guy's got more gaffes than all the other politicians in the world added up. But it does demonstrate a hypocrisy. I think you're right. And this administration's been in the biggest land grab move in the history of the country since the BLM was formed. And it's not just with regard to grazing rights and those types of things, but right now they're involved in this massive takeover designed through the EPA and the Corps of Engineers called the Waters of the United States. They've done it in terms of gross abuse of the Antiquities Act, which is the president's authority to name national monuments. And the Antiquities Act says the president can only use that to take the minimum amount of land required for a monument. They have used it to take millions of acres of land for a small monument, if you will, or a small historic site. How can you explain the irony and the hypocrisy? I don't know, except that you pointed it out rather effectively.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Rapid fire lightning round here in the minute and a half we have left. Two visitors this week, one from the FAA, or last week, I guess, FAA, and this week from the DOT. First of all, on the FAA thing, explain the distinction of being the first. We knew we were going to be one of them. Now we're the first on the UAS side.
Well, we're first because we're first in class, because I think the state of North Dakota, more than anything, especially under the direction of Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, who oversees the UAS authority for the state, and Bob Becklin, who is like a rock star on this issue, is leading the North Dakota effort. We're the most prepared to be the first test site and to have that authority. Specifically, the FAA administrator singled out precision agriculture and the use of unmanned aerial vehicles in agriculture. What a perfect place and perfect opportunity for North Dakota to merge its dynamic industries. And then the Department of Transportation. So the FAA administrator, by the way, is a part of the Department of Transportation. He was here in Grand Forks and then in Williston on Monday to talk about airports. Of course, we have growing demand there. And then tomorrow, the Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox, will be in Castleton to talk about railroads and rail safety. And then in Fargo later in the day to talk further about transportation demand.
It's a good way to get them, get some action. Get them out here, see things firsthand. Congressman Kramer, thanks. We'll do this again next week for the full hour. So get those questions, comments in nice and early. The Talk Radio Town Hall. Back to your calls after the timeout. Don't go away.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Start out the conversation today and see what people think out there by saying, you know, as a lifelong Bismarck resident, obviously this is something that we need. This jail is what I'm referring to. You had brought up the point earlier about what the feelings are, and quite honestly, my opinion is I am not opposed to a sales tax. In fact, I'd even be in favor of a 1 cent sales tax. I think it's fair. I think people who come to the city and use our services and pay for the services should pitch in. I'm much more for a sales tax than a property tax. And I think maybe we need to look at a facility that's even bigger. You know, the problems with crime and so on and so forth are not going to be getting resolved anytime soon during this oil boom, and so I think we should be looking at maybe even a larger facility. And again, I wouldn't be opposed to paying more. Even a 1 cent sales tax would be fine by me. Curious to see what people think of that. Thanks.
There have been some meetings on this proposed jail, the Burley, the combined Burley and Morton County Jail. By the way, folks, last night at a tenant information meeting, the other one, I think, was at the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber of Commerce earlier, and some informational meetings in both counties scheduled throughout May, and then, by the way, that's New Salem City Auditorium, Hebron City Auditorium, Glen Ullin City Auditorium, and Flasher, and then in June, residents of both counties will vote on this. And what is it, $70 million, 213,000 square foot, 476-bed facility, $20 million more than originally estimated in a 2012 study. And according to the Bismarck Tribune on this, folks attending the meeting saying they understand the need for it, undecided on whether they'll vote for the sales tax to pay for it. So taxpayers, tell us. Good idea, bad idea? Where are you at on the jail? Appreciate that call from that listener. 800-228-0550. And while we're talking taxpayer issues, taxpayers in North Dakota pay for the University of North Dakota. You now have a 19th dean at the school. And this is a new position created, the vice president for diversity and inclusion. Starting July 14th, responsible for advancing diversity and planning related programs and initiatives, along with supervising diversity related offices. Can you, be for inclusion? Can you be for diversity without having someone in charge of it, is my question. This seems to be sort of a check-the-box kind of way to spend the taxpayers' money to say, see, we're doing this. It's kind of the thing now. It's kind of the it's the in thing to do on university campuses. You think we need one in North Dakota, taxpayers? You want to fork out for this? Just a couple other issues that are in the news. We talked a lot earlier about the situation in Little Falls with a gentleman on trial right now for a November, Thanksgiving Day, actually, 2012 shooting of two teens who broke into his home. He'd been the subject of a number of different break-ins, and in this case, two teens broke in, 17-year-old male, 18-year-old girl, and boy comes down the steps first, gets shot once, tumbles down, gets shot again. 10 minutes later, the girl comes down the steps, shot. She falls down, screams, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, and shoots her again. In this case, his gun jams, gets another gun, shoots her under the chin, and says he was doing it to put them out of their misery, but at that point realized they weren't armed. He is now being charged with two counts of premeditated murder. Is that the proper charge, or do you think this was a self-defense? We had listeners on all sides of that particular issue today as well. So welcome your calls. Just tell us what's on your mind in the remaining half hour of the program. Larry in Bismarck. He has roadkill on his mind. What kind of roadkill and where, Larry? What's on your mind? Tell us. You're next on the program today.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It's a great show. Listen, I live south of town in Briardale, and little critters are getting run over, and they turn out to be mothers. You can tell they've been nursing. So if I could just put a reminder out to be a little more careful on country roads.
Be a little careful. Yeah, be a little careful any particular critter? You said critters, but what? Any?
I pulled a deer off the road, and I can tell she's been nursing. I just pulled off a squirrel off the road this morning, and you could tell she was nursing. So, you know, I know these things happen. I'm not trying to, you know, sound like an animal rights guy, but they do need an opportunity this time of year anyway. Well, when they get killed, you know, the young aren't going to be nursed or taken care of, so.
So within reason, without obviously causing harm to yourself or another motorist, just do what you can to be alert and
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I always, you know, we come first. I understand that. But this time of year, you know, there's mothers out there and they're, a couple of them didn't make it across the road. And it's just probably a good reminder for us that live in the country, drive country roads and stuff to be a little more careful this time of year, I think.
Larry, appreciate that call. Your kind soul worrying about nursing squirrels and deer. Appreciate the call today. Thanks so much. 800-228-0550. Trudy from Cass County Electric Cooperative sent us a note today saying, hey, if you're in the Arthur area of Cass County and you don't have power, we don't know why, but about 663 members of the Cass County Electric Cooperative in the Arthur area out of power for about the last half hour. Cause unknown at this time. Crews patrolling the area and updates to follow when they have more information. Another emailer says, tell your caller the coyotes need to eat too. All right. I guess a little less concerned about the roadkill than the kind caller. All right. Here's a call that came in from John at Grand Forks.
Hey, Scott. John from Grand Forks. I liked Craig, the caller, in reference to Little Falls, talking about people with their vibrato, I can't even say it. You know, these guys that call in and then it sounds like they're going to shoot first and ask questions later, I'll bet you they have never been in a combat situation in the military, nor have they ever had to be face-to-face and shoot somebody. I wonder what they'd really do. You know, my home is well-armed. Somebody breaks in, they're going to have to get past my Great Dane first. But after that, I can't tell you how I'd react. I hope I would use as much restraint as possible. And good luck to all you other tough guys. Talk to you later.
He's referring, I guess, to some of the calls that came in earlier in the program with a fair amount of bravado. I think that's the right word, essentially saying, I mean, the one offense, one call I really took offense to said that in this case the homeowner was right to shoot to kill a second time in the case of these two teens because these kids were just taking up air and sort of like he's doing society a favor. And, you know, I don't know. I do know. That just offends me to the core. And to suggest that, number one, you break into somebody's home, you're going to suffer the consequences. And, but I think the consequences in this case could have stopped at a gunshot wound to both of them. And then the chips fall where they may rather than the second shot knowing they're not armed. And I get it's easy from the cheap seats, but there was a certain amount of callousness to say, you know what, you break in, you're going to suffer the consequences. One shot, two shot, fair game, self-defense. So two schools of thought here. One, there is a offense that is worthy of jail time for this individual, and the other is it's self-defense, and we want to know where you're at. Rod Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Terry guy, too, but I'm a little alarmed of, you know, it kind of sounds like the need would want to be.
Rod, sorry, we didn't have you up here to start with. So start from the beginning. What'd you say?
Well, I'm a concealed carry guy also, but I'm a little alarmed about the Clint Eastwood bravado also. For instance, a movie theater. You say you carry, and I seldom carry. And you hear some gunshots in the movie theater next to you, and you jump out of your seat, you draw your weapon, you peek in the door, and you see a guy hovering over somebody, pointing at it, and there's been several shots. Means you're not trained to identify an active shooter. You just burst the door open and pop off a bunch of shots. But what you did was there was a fellow father of two that concealed carries also, and he took out the shooter, and you just took him out along with wounding somebody else. The moral of the story is there's so many variables to untrained people running around with a bunch of guns, and it's a rarity if you get to see it firsthand. So I just want to caution everybody out there that concealed carry that you better realize the consequences because it's a tough deal. That's why cops are trained for that.
Rod, appreciate the call. Brian emails, I'm listening on iHeartRadio, great station and topics, but this is unbelievable, the talk I'm hearing from your listeners. I totally agree with protecting your home from intruders, and if violence is needed, by all means, whatever you have to do to protect yourself, I agree with. But to say that someone, a human being, is not worth the air to breathe, I bet is different than their mother's eyes. I totally feel that the caller is saying that they would make sure the intruder is dead in their home, never have face some type of conflict like this and only base their actions on their thoughts. Everyone is stronger and more fearless in their own imaginations, but when it comes down to reality, it's a different story. Fear and emotions do come into play. I've been in this situation, and when I'm an eighth an inch finger pull from ending someone's life, thoughts do go through your mind. This man who shot the kids, by all means, was premeditated murder. There's one thing about wounding someone, but to put a gun under a person's chin and pull for a final kill shot, this person totally knew what he was doing. This turned into an act of protecting your home, which I was in agreement with, but he crossed the fine line by finishing the person off. He is responsible for his actions, should be charged for murder. All right, another caller. Go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I am also concerned about I had one comment. The guy said, boy, if you come in my house, you're dead. About 20 years ago, I had a situation here. I was sleeping. Something woke me up. I heard something outside. And I got up, and here there was a guy going through my car. And I'm out in the country, miles out in the country. And I went in the bathroom and pulled on my pants, and I come out, and here the guy was in the house. And I do have guns here, but I didn't even think of, you know, I could have, at that point, I could have shot him. And I asked him, what the heck's going on? And the poor guy didn't know where he was. He'd been in a car accident up on the highway about 3 miles away. And he was walking, and the poor guy just had a T-shirt, and it was cold. And the poor guy was cold, and he didn't know where he was. He'd hit his head. And, you know, I could have so easily shot him. But, you know, you can't take that back. You know, look at the families that would have been destroyed if I'd have killed that guy. So I hope these guys that think, oh, boy, if you come in my house, I'm going to shoot you. I hope they start thinking a little bit because other things can happen. And that's all I had to say. So
appreciate that, sharing the perspective of someone that's been in a situation to have to make that call. Interesting take. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Ton and Bismarck, hang tight here because we're up against the break. And when we come back, we will get your take on this. And what else do we have here? Oh, a couple of Facebook comments on the jail question. Bill says, we asked the question, should the residents approve the half-cent sales tax? But Bill says, yes, good way to make use of tax money. That one, everyone pays for it. Kathleen says, for jail, is it going to be a resort and water park too? having recently been to the Burleigh County Jail, says Jason, I would say yes, build it. Need a new one. Building's in bad shape.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, and we're going to get back to your calls here in our final segment. Before we do that, I want to answer the question why farmers do what they do, and this is something we do actually on Tuesdays, but we didn't get the chance to play this yesterday because of our chat with Kat Perkins from The Voice, who advanced, by the way, from Scranton, North Dakota. So here's a question that came in. Farmers, why do you use fertilizer? Help me understand what fertilizer does. We found Carson, a farmer from Regent, with the help of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the folks that bring ag home, to answer that question. Carson, tell me why.
Just as humans need nutrients and minerals, so do plants. Fertilizer is one invention that has led to the great increase in the worldwide food production. Properly applied fertilizer creates the perfect environment for crops to grow healthy and quickly. The main reason why farmers use fertilizers is to add nutrients into the soil. Fertilizer has become essential to modern agriculture in order to feed a growing population with fewer acres to do it with. In nature, when plants die and decay, the nutrients they extracted from the soil are returned to the soil through decomposition. But when crops are harvested, the nutrients are not returned to the soil. Soil nutrient levels can decrease over time. Bottom line, a farmer's living is dependent upon the yield of his crop.
Interesting. Thanks, Carson. Makes a lot of sense. Ask your questions of why farmers do what they do at NDFB, NDFB for North Dakota Farm Bureau, .org. And the Contact Us page is the Contact Us link, rather, is the one to do it, and it'll get you to a page where you can submit your questions. Keep them coming. We love answering those questions for you and appreciate all the farmers and ranchers that are answering those for us as well on What's On Your Mind. Todd Bismarck, you're next. Thanks for waiting at 800-228-0550. Last chance to get in on the topics of the day. Go ahead, Todd.
Thanks, Todd. This is Todd. Say, a couple things we need to be concerned about is who broke the law here. And the other thing is, 10 years ago, I was born and raised around North Dakota, is we never had to worry about all these things, and we got a lot of stuff going on in North Dakota, good and bad. But we got to understand something. If we let this get out and let other criminals or other people get in, get away with just breaking the house and not pay the penalty, this is going to get a lot worse than what we think right now. So we got to be very careful. I have a concealed weapons permit, and I've been to two different classes. I think it'd be very important that we should make that the people that have concealed weapons have at least three or four times where they need to go in and get different scenarios where they can be and they can get themselves out of it or be more cautious about what's going on. But when you're under the gun, I'm going to protect my family no matter what happens in there, but try to be more cautious after being through a few classes, not try to put it to their head, but shoot them and then maybe tie them up and get the police. But then we got another problem. We got the lawyers. The lawyers will twist things around and make you go to jail for defending yourself. So that's something that we got to be very careful with today, right now, than it was 10 years ago. Today is going to be a lot more scarier. So we got to be very cautious about how we handle certain things. There are a lot of people I agree with what they've been calling in, but when it comes to defending my family, I'm going to probably make sure that person, you know, doesn't get away. He's going to serve some time. So I don't.
Here's my take, Todd. See if you think that I've got this figured out or I'm all wet. I have actually flipped on this. When I first heard this story, a year and a half ago, whenever it was, Thanksgiving 2012, you say, you know, here's someone who's repeatedly had break-ins, they never solve it, and living in fear. And here it is, you know, minding his own business in his house and another break-in. And, you know, you say, hey, if you take the risk of breaking into somebody's house, in this case, you know, looking for drug money, had been suspected in other burglaries, you know, you're going to suffer the consequences. However, you know, the question where this guy really is, where I flipped on this, is the facts of the case as presented in an actual recording of the events where you can hear it happen, that yeah. He happened, and also his own testimony that, you know, he shot them not knowing whether they were armed.
Right.
And then they're wounded and at the bottom of the steps, and he shoots again to kill, to put them on their misery. He doesn't call for 24 hours. It seems to me that, you know, the vast majority of the time, you're going to side with the person that's the homeowner that doesn't deserve a charge for that. In this case, I disagree because of what, you know, are the facts of the case as presented again in an audio recording. The jury's going to decide this, but it seems to me he certainly deserves some penalty here given
exactly.
The circumstances. Yeah, because
we also got to look at the idea that it wasn't really dark where he was at and all that stuff. And we've been taught that when somebody gets in trouble, you call 911 and have it on the phone. When somebody comes there, they got everything they see and hear. When you got that gun there and say, hey, I got a gun here, you better get out of here or else I'm going to shoot you. But you're defending yourself. Then you got it on recording. If they keep coming forward towards you or whatever it may be or doing something else or grabbing a knife in the kitchen, you don't know what they have until the last second. Well, then you know, things are going to happen fast. But the key thing is I get nervous about is that these people that are out there listening to this that are criminals or whatever, they're going to start taking advantage of certain things. And then we're in the fear that we shouldn't be in the fear that we should be offending ourselves and not let them get the advantage of what's going on out there. And if that happens, the law will turn things around and twist things around, and then we're all in jeopardy. So we got to be careful of that. I mean, criminals are criminals. They should be serving time. Or pay a penalty, be executed, period.
Yeah, interesting point, Todd. Appreciate the call a bunch. Thanks a lot. And by the way, we are about out of time for today. Didn't get to all the topics. Never do. This frack sand ban in Minnesota has got me revved up. We're going to try and find some folks to try and defend that, getting between a willing buyer and a willing seller. I love that one. A lot of comments about that on our Facebook page, by the way, which you can weigh in on as well. It's a good way to keep going. If there's particular guests or topics you want us to tackle, remember that line's open 24-7, 855-200-1776. Thanks to our sponsor, PetroServe USA. Remember, you can fill up with American-made fuel and fill the tummy up on four items for $4, the pizza, the pop, the two cookies, you know, not just any pizza, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, great cookies, 20-ounce soda pop, four items, $4 in a PetroServe USA location today. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Concerned about mule deer in western North Dakota? Help the cause at the Mule Deer Foundation's 4th Annual Muddy Buck Chapter Banquet. It's this Saturday, Williston Grand Hotel. Supporting habitat projects, studies, and youth events. Socials at 5:30, prime rib dinner at 7, silent and live auction with great items, too. This Saturday, the Mule Deer Foundation's big banquet at the Williston Grand Hotel. For tickets, go to muledeer.org, muledeer.org, or call 406-850-8785 and help us help the mule deer of North Dakota.
Spring needs a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's Easy Seed. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.